Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I'm going to be chatting about looking after yourself. We all look out for others and we take care of them, don't we? But how often do we actually take the time to look after ourselves? It's like the oxygen mask analogy. You know, you're on an aeroplane, the oxygen masks come down. You've got to put your own on first before helping anyone else. Ergo, you cannot look after others without making sure you're okay first. Since pretty much the start of 2020, we've been faced with a lot of differing changes to our lives, haven't we? Some in a small way, and others much more profound. I recall back in the start of the lockdown in March 2020, a lot of people were volunteering to help others, and this continues today. That's so heartening to hear about. I so hope that those people volunteering themselves are looking after themselves too, in order that they can continue to assist others in their time of need. Looking after yourself sounds like an easy thing to do on the surface, doesn't it? You might think more about the external you that everyone sees and not the internal you that also needs loving care, attention and acknowledgement. So how can you improve how you look after yourself? There are so many ideas, ways to do things, and so much information out there to choose from. And it's all quite perplexing, really. There's just so much of it. Essentially, in my personal opinion, there are several main categories. These categories are physical, psychological, and spiritual. Firstly, breathe. Have a few minutes to yourself before embarking on making a plan. Have a cup of your favourite beverage, find some nice coloured pens and some nice paper to write on. Then, for each of the three categories, give them their own piece of paper, a special gift for them as it were. This shows that you're considering each category as important as the others. Then, reflect on your life now and how you care for yourself in each of the categories. Starting with the physical perspective, consider how you care for your physical body from your head to your toes. What changes do you need to make to help your physical body? What can you do to make your body more comfortable in its day-to-day life? Indeed, is there anything which you've neglected that really you should contemplate changing? Doesn't need to be something big. Remember, the little things matter just as much. Secondly, from the psychological perspective, ponder a while about how you care for your psychological needs. Do you take enough time to help yourself recover from the day-to-day life you lead? Do you over-control what you do? It may be time to consider your true self and your inner world, as it were. If, for example, you're under pressure or you have some anxiety about a specific aspect of your life, do you look outwards to something you can control, something in your life that's easy to manage, such as vacuuming or washing the windows? I know I do that. Perhaps it may be time to make some decisions about your life and how you lead it. Is there something which would really make you thrive in life? And how can you make the best of what you have available to you right now? Be creative, be bold, be strong. Life is never perfect. Indeed, it might be boring if it was, in my opinion. Then, from the spiritual perspective, do you have a spiritual belief? I do not necessarily mean religious belief. What I mean is what makes you you. What makes you tick? Your intuition could be considered part of your spirituality, for example. We each have our own personal beliefs and values, And each and every one of us sometimes gets a feeling about something. Instinctual thoughts, you know, sometimes in a random way that makes you think, whoa, where did that come from? Spirituality is such a broad and complex environment to navigate. Everyone is different. We're all such unique beings. In summary, whatever you do today, make a difference to yourself first. Consider yourself for once as the most important thing of the day. Take time and use your energy to take care of yourself. That's it for now. Take care. Bye for now.